Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Notries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Between Two Kingdoms, a memoir of a life interrupted by Salehka Jawad, dives deep into the heart of human resilience, hope, and the relentless pursuit of life amid its most tumultuous storms. Jawad, a young woman just embarking on her adult life, finds herself in the terrifying grip of leukemia. This memoir is not just a recount of a battle against cancer, but a journey through the landscapes of the human soul, exploring what it means to live, love, and find purpose when the future is uncertain. It is a profound exploration of the borders between health and illness, life in the shadow of death, and the territories we occupy in between. Through her narrative, Jawad offers readers a window into the transformation that unfolds when life is interrupted by the unimaginable, inviting them to reflect on their own perceptions of health, resilience, and mortality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the diagnosis. Beginning of the journey. The initial diagnosis of leukemia marks a critical turning point in Jawad's life, introducing her to a realm of uncertainty, fear, and the immediate realization that her life would never be the same. This section explores the shock and turmoil that comes with facing a life-threatening condition at a young age. Through Jawad's introspective recount, readers witness the emotional and psychological battle that ensues alongside the physical one. It delves into the themes of vulnerability, the loss of control over one's body, and the acute sense of mortality that pervades the patient's consciousness. This narrative is not just about the sickness, but also about the seismic shifts in identity, relationships, and aspirations that diagnosis triggers. Secondly, the battle. Between hope and despair, in this part of her journey, Jawad navigates the grueling terrain of cancer treatment, oscillating between hope and despair. This section uncovers the brutal reality of chemotherapy, the loneliness of hospital stays, and the constant battle against slipping into despair. Readers are given a front-row seat to the physical and emotional toll that prolonged medical treatment can exact on one's spirit. However, it's also a testament to human resilience. Jawad's narrative weaves through her moments of vulnerability, her fight to cling to hope, and the small yet significant victories against her illness. This topic not only reveals the harshness of the battle against cancer, but also highlights the flickers of hope that guide one through darkness. Thirdly, the interlude. Life in remission, emerging into remission, is another pivotal moment in Jawad's memoir, presenting both relief and a new set of challenges. This section reflects on the concept of survivorship and the complexities of navigating life after cancer. It discusses the physical scars and the deep psychological impact of having battled a life-threatening disease. Jawad touches on the struggle to reconcile her pre-cancer identity with who she has become, the fear of relapse, and the quest to find meaning and purpose in her second chance at life. This interlude in her journey sheds light on the seldom-discussed aftermath of survival, the difficulty of adjusting to normalcy, and the ongoing process of healing. Fourthly, the journey, a quest for healing, in an effort to reclaim her life and identity, Jawad embarks on a cross-country road trip, which becomes a symbolic journey of self-discovery, healing, and empowerment. This section focuses on the transformative power of travel and introspection. As Jawad encounters different landscapes and people with their own stories of struggle and resilience, she reflects on the lessons learned from her battle with cancer. This journey is not just a physical one, but an emotional and spiritual quest to find peace, understand suffering, and rediscover joy. It is a powerful illustration of how venturing into the unknown can facilitate profound personal growth and healing. Lastly, the realization. Living in the present, the culmination of Jawad's memoir brings forth the realization of what it truly means to live. This section encapsulates the essence of her journey, highlighting the newfound appreciation for life that often comes from having faced its potential end. It discusses the importance of living in the present, embracing vulnerability, and finding beauty in the mundane. Jawad's reflections on her experience illustrate the transformation from merely surviving to truly living. This part of the story stands as a poignant reminder of the finite nature of our existence and the power of perspective in shaping our experience of life. In conclusion, Between Two Kingdoms, a memoir of a life interrupted, is a must-read for anyone grappling with the uncertainties of life. be it due to illness, loss, or the simple human condition of existing. Suleika Jawad's story is a testament to the indomitable spirit of the human will to overcome the seemingly insurmountable. It is especially poignant for those touched by cancer, either personally or through a loved one, offering both solace and understanding. Moreover, readers seeking inspiration on living more fully or embracing the present will find Jawad's journey deeply moving and transformative. This memoir does more than recount a battle with cancer. It invites us to examine our own lives, our resilience, and the ways in which adversity can unveil the profound beauty of existence. It is a reminder that, in the midst of life's interruptions, there lies the potential for remarkable growth and the rediscovery of joy. If you would like to support Suleika Jawad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!